Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. This week, we're going to kind of take a look at what your kids might be talking about thanks to The Juice. You know, that educational app that's pretty popular with the kids these days.
First up, the political piece. It looks like Canada's going through some big changes. Justin Trudeau, you know, the prime minister, has resigned. His popularity dropped after the pandemic, and now the conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, is in a good position to take over.
It's interesting timing, don't you think? It seems like other countries are seeing similar shifts, like a swing away from the more progressive type of policies. It's a good time to talk to kids about how different political parties, you know, they represent different viewpoints and how these changes can affect everyone, even people in other countries.
It's a good reminder that politics isn't just something adults argue about. You know, it actually has real-world effects, and kids need to understand how the government works as they kind of learn more about the world.
And speaking of kids learning about the world, there's a story in The Juice this week about a fire that destroyed this brand new bookstore in Virginia. It's really sad, but the community response was pretty amazing.
Yeah, they really rallied around the owner, raising money and offering space to keep the business going. It's like that natural instinct to help when something bad happens. But it makes you think, you know, these days we depend so much on crowdfunding to deal with problems, even basic needs after disasters like this. Is that really sustainable? Does it create a problem where people become too reliant on others? It's worth thinking about these things with kids.
Definitely. It's also a good way to talk about what community really means, you know, what it means to be part of one. What are we responsible for, you know, when it comes to helping each other? It's a theme that you see again and again, even in the story about, of all things, dog breeds.
Yeah, the Danish-Swedish farm dog. It's officially recognized by the American Kennel Club now.
It is, yeah. At first glance, it's just a light, fluffy story. But you can use it to talk about the history of dog breeding, how different breeds were created for specific jobs, and how that's connected to what dogs do for us today.
And you can also bring up the whole idea of being a responsible pet owner, something I'm sure a lot of kids are bugging their parents about right now.
Oh, definitely. But let's talk about a different kind of pressure, the pressure to succeed. There's a story in The Juice about this 17-year-old Luke Littler. He just became the youngest world darts champion ever.
Super talented kid, no doubt. But what's really interesting is how he gets ready for his matches, candy and video games. It's not what you'd expect from a top athlete.
You're telling me it's like they're going against that whole no pain, no gain idea.
Right. Makes you think, are we putting too much pressure on kids to be super competitive? Maybe Littler is showing us that there's more than one way to be successful. Maybe talent and having fun can work together.
It's definitely something to think about, especially when we consider that success often comes at a cost. Speaking of which, The Juice also covered that huge winter storm that's been causing chaos all over the U.S.
Yeah, it's a harsh reminder that nature can throw a wrench in our plans no matter how organized we try to be. It's a good opportunity to talk to kids about being prepared for bad weather, you know, having a plan, understanding how dangerous severe weather can be.
Yeah, and maybe even a chance to talk about climate change and how it affects the weather. Are we seeing these intense storms more often? What's going to happen in the long run? These are big questions, but, you know, it's never too early to start thinking about them.
And while we're on the topic of thinking about the future, there's a quote from Zaha Hadid in The Juice. She was a really famous architect.
An architect, huh? Oh, yeah, I'm curious. They're not usually known for their, you know, profound words of wisdom or anything.
Well, this one is pretty interesting. She said, "I wish it was possible to divert some of the effort we put into ambitious museums and galleries into the basic architectural building blocks of society."
Wow. That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Is she, like, criticizing those big fancy art projects? Or is it more about, you know, rethinking what's important to us as a society?
I think it could be both. It's making us think about what we value more, the flashy, impressive stuff, or the essential things that actually make our communities work. It's a good conversation starter for kids, you know?
So this week, when you're going through The Juice with your kids or your students, take a minute to stop and think. See where the conversation takes you. You might be surprised by what you discover together. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep talking.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.